I was hoping you could elaborate a little bit more on Proposition 1 and the company's opposition. From what I know, talking to analysts, Alaska is really known for good labor relations, and you have reached these deals with your pilots and your flight attendants. And analysts have said that it shouldn't probably have that big of a financial impact. So why are you fighting it so hard?
Yeah. Well, here's our point is that it's a blunt instrument. Our point isn't that I think income equality, there's a problem. I sort of think the way I think of it is the rungs on the economic ladder. If you start on the ramp or as a fueler, can you make it to become a mechanic or and sort of move your way up? That needs help. We need to help get people into training programs and help move them along. This our thinking has probably evolved on this a little bit, but if you say $15 an hour is the new base, and if that's the base regardless of benefits, and like a company like Alaska might pay benefits that are worth $5 an hour or something like that, but that doesn't matter. If $15 an hour is the base, we have, I'll just tell you, I'm very proud of Alaska's record with labor. We're a 3.5% airline, but if you look at us, we pay well compared to the biggest airlines, and by well, second, third, fourth best in the industry. But a customer service agent position might start at $11 an hour. At Horizon, they've got several scales where you wouldn't hit $15. We pay benefits, and others don't, but you might not get to $15 until the eighth step. Another element of Proposition 1 is that nobody could be offered part-time work until everyone before had been offered full-time work. And in our industry, but not only us, the people driving, working at hotels and restaurants and driving vans, a lot of the demand is not 40-hour-a-day demand. So that was one of our concerns. If you think about how this plays out, like at Alaska, we've got lots of folks at SeaTac that's the floor, and then to sort of create, and I don't think it necessarily would do this, but it's part of what we've thought over the times over the deal. But if $15 is the new floor, then what does the CSA need to make? Then what does the customer service agent supervisor need to make? How many jobs have to be changed to sort of restore equity in the pay system? And that was a super, super scary number for us. So our real position has been that we're not against the conversation. We're not in our what we really said is let's not we've got threats to us right now as to our independence to being a Seattle-based company. So let's do something that can help Seattle-based companies win and also helps fix and repair some of those rungs on the ladder and helps with income equality. That was just too much and too sudden. So that was our position. And I'll just tell you, so you know, that we've talked to Senators Murray and Cantwell, we've talked to Mayor Murray, we've talked to the Port of Seattle Commission. We've told everyone that we'll be there to help. We don't want to be defined by what we're against. We want to be defined by what we're for. To help with the problem, to help with making this economy work for everybody. Yeah.